Ich bin mal bei Dräger. Okay, I'm going to follow the Marma Kamos. This is one of the most important sugyas in Yevamos. The Gemara's a machlokes whether yeh zika or ein zika. So we'll start with the Gemara and daf yud zayin amabez. The Gemara daf yud zayin amabez, the Gemara here, quotes the Mishnah on the bottom of the page. But before that, the Gemara has a din of Rav Huna. We'll start with that halacha, which is approximately about 19 or 20 lines from the bottom. It says here the following. Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav, and if you zayin rebeis in Yevamos, you need the Gemara in Yevamos. I think that's what we're learning. So the Gemara says here, Shomer, Shomer's Yovim Shemesa Muta Be'imba. This is a very famous halacha that the Shomer's Yovim dies the way the Rishonim explained the Lashon of Shomer's Yovim. V'oviv Shomer's Hadavar, similar to Yaakov and Yosef. So Shomer's Yovim, who's waiting for the act of Yibum to be performed, and she dies, Muta Be'imba. The halacha is that the Yavam is allowed to marry her mother. Wow. Al Maksavar Ein Zika. So Rashi here has a comment. What does it mean, Ein Zika? That you're allowed to go ahead, the Shomeris Yavam, that she dies, and now the Yavam is Muta Be'ima Shel Shomeris Yavam. Means what is the connection between her and the Yavam, that she's going to perform with the act of Yibum. So Rashi says here, Devei Maskel Ein Zika. Rashi is above the Hagos Habach. Zikas Yevimto Shemesa Lo Alima Lembehebe Ka'arusa. What is her status? So Rashi says it's not sufficiently strong, her status, namely the Shemes Yavam, to be considered as if she were an Arusa. Because if she were an Arusa, there's no question then there would be an issue of chameisay, and unquestionably it would be asa. But Rashi says here, she's not considered to be an arusa. Le alima lemebi alav karusa. Mashra from Rashi that, as the Gemara itself comments, al muksara ein zika. But the way Rashi interprets it, we have to be medayik in lashon of Rashi. The Rashi says, Lo alima lemebi karusa. Mashma from Rashi sheyesh miksa zika. There is some zika, but the machlokes is whether alima or not, whether the zika is sufficiently strong that it would in effect create precipitate a situation which is considered to be an arusa. And the same lashon I found also this morning in Iran the Masechet Nedarim. I didn't put it on the Maran Mekemes. I just found it this morning. So there I saw the Ran writes in Masechet Nedarim also the same, more or less similar kind of lashon. But the Ran says also the issue is whether it's considered to be an arusa. That's the issue. So the Rashi po the Ramaschil Yizayinu Mabez the Ramaschil Ein Zika. It's right above Hagos Habach, at least in my pagination. See that Rashi? That Rashi says, Lo Alima. That's the Lashon of Rashi. Lo Alima. And the Ran also in the Dorim, on Daf, Ayin Dalam and Aleph has a similar kind of Lashon. So, right away, there's one maskana that one has to come to inexorably. Even though one would have thought that the machlokes with the ein zika or ein zika is the question, is she at all connected b'chlal to the yavam? If you hold ein zika, there's no connection whatsoever. If you hold the ein zika, there is a connection. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi seems to indicate, this is the shiur is going to be on this topic, Rashi seems to indicate that that's not so. Even if you hold ein zika, so Rashi said there's still some sort of igud, some sort of connection between the yavam and the yavama, and apparently as a result of that, she's also lashuk. That's why she cannot go and marry without first, obviously, having to undergo the processes that the Torah tells us. Now, I thought that the Lashon HaRambam, and this you do have, right here on page number one, the Rambam has a very striking Lashon in the Golat HaKoteret of the Rambam. Rav Soloveitchik many, many times thought that the distinction between the Golat HaKoteret of the Rambam and the text of the Rambam, and the text of the Rambam, it means the Maisa Mitzvah. And the Golat HaKoteret, he brings the Kiyum HaMitzvah. Ilchus Tshuva is one raya. I have 25 rayas against it. But anyway, Bekitzer, that's what he contended. Then there are many Hochochas that he's correct. Ilchus Tshuva is a good example. But there are other examples, also very good examples. And then there are seemingly examples that don't necessarily concur with this thesis. But whatever the case is, the Lashon HaRambam here is the following. Very striking Lashon. And again, the Mishnah Torah was written by Lashon HaKodesh. So therefore, Yesh Mokom L'dayek Heitev from the Rambam in Mishnah Torah. So here the Rambam writes in Gimel, when he writes Hilchos Yibum B'chalitza, and then he tells you, Yesh B'chlolon Sholosh Mitzvahs, Shtei Mitzvahsei, Mitzvah Achas Loisasei, V'zeo Proton. And he goes, and in Gimel he writes the following, Shaloti Nasei Yivoma Le'ish Zar, she can't marry someone who is essentially not connected to her. Achetosir Rishus Hayova Meoleha. What a Lashon. Achetosir Rishus Hayova Meoleha. Now, this Lashon of Rishus, we know is a Lashon that the Gemara has in Kedushin. The Gemara says that Isha Rishus Bailo Aleha. Matter of fact, I always was medayik from Rashi and Davezim and Alf in Kedushin that when Rashi there, oh, Rabbi Asger, you're holding. That Bezum and Aleph. But I'll get to the other Rashi and Kedushin in a second. The Rashi and Kedushin, that Bezum and Aleph, has a striking Lashon. Rashi says here, when the Mishnah tells us that Isha nikne b'sholosh drachim, v'koyne esatzma b'shtei drachim. Nikne b'keseh b'shtar b'biya, that's what Machugut b'sham b'silveil, the koine satzma bachalitza ubemisa sayovim. Zok Rashi, the koine satzma lios birshusa leinosi lache. That's Lashon of Rashi. That now she becomes autonomous, independent. She can marry somebody else. But the Gemara says later on in Kedushin, the Gemara discusses the question in the context of kibbutz va'ein. Your father asks you to do something, your mother asks you to do something. Whom do you listen to? So the Gemara says, that's what we pass on the halacha, you listen to your father. Why? Rishus Baila Olea, as Yesh Tate Nigelo. That he's the one that she's sort of under his aegis. So now when the Rambam says here, in Halacha Gimel, in Os Gimel, Shal Tinase Yivama Le'is Zar, on page 1, in the Golat HaKoteret, Atche Tasir, Rishus Hayava Me'olecha. What's the pashas of the Rambam? Even though we know the Yavam can be miyabim the Yavamah bal korcha, that's the Gemara says, the Yibma, Gemara all over Shas. The Gemara said that the Yibum, the act of Biyah, occurs bal korcha. So obviously, there's some connection between the Yavam and the Yavamah. Why? Rishus ha-Yavam ala Yavamah. That's what the Rambam seems to imply in this kind of statement. Okay, then he writes, he tells you further, Ve'isha shivuya li'ibam nikreis skuka li'ibam, u'rishus hayavam nikreis zika. So I'm simply trying to show you a diuk.
It's a very unusual thing for the Rambam to do.
Astounding, not unusual. I think literally astounding. So, and again, the Rambam, as I said, wrote this in Lashon HaKodesh. So the Yesh Makom Medayik. So I was Medayik initially from the Rashi here on the Yizayin Rebeis, Ein Zika, that it doesn't mean what we thought it means. We think Ein Zika means there's no connection whatsoever. There's no Igud between the Yavam and the Yavama. Yei Zika, there is an Igud. And we'll see about that also. But Rashi says, no, Lo Alima. There is a connection. There's some sort of Igud. But it's not the level of Arusa. That's what Rashi writes over there. This Rambam also seems to support that thesis. Namely, there's some sort of connection, some sort of nexus between the Yavam and the Yavama because of the Rishus HaYavam Al Yavama, as the Rambam writes over here.
Which is the Zika.
What?
Correct,
that is the Zika, 100%. So I want to bring many rayas to this yisod, and we'll start. And this is on the...
Rambam and Rashi are saying the same thing?
I didn't say that.
Oh, I thought
I'm not sure. Let's start with number three, which is a tesis on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. This tesis is quoted by Rishonim all over the place.
And some of the Rav said that Rishus means Rishus up here is the Zika, right?
That's right. And the Rambam says it.
So now, right. So the Rashi, when Rashi says
Lo Alima,
which means
there is some connection. Even if you hold Ein Zika, there's some connection, but it's not Olim. That it's at the level of what of Arusa. If you hold Ye Zika, it's Olim to the level of Arusa.
So there's always Rishus.
Okay, Elchanami. I was going to show you. Look at Samach Zayin Amud Beis now. This is a famous tesis because the sugya is famous. The sugya talks about the Gemara says over here. It's going on the Mishnah. That as far as Truma is concerned, we know the halacha is that Pasuk in Emor, that the Torah describes that a woman who's married to a Kohen, of course, can eat Truma. And now the question is, at what point can she begin to eat Truma? Arusa Bas Yisrael, the Gemara says, Achel is betruma. Why is she Achel is betruma? She's called Kinyan Kasper. That's what the Sugi, the Mishnah here on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis and Alman L'Kohen Gadol tells you Ha'ubar V'Hayavam V'Ha'ersin, and it speaks of V'Hacheresh. Hacheresh min HaTorah, actually, the Kedusha is not Chal. But Rabbanan, Chazal Mesakein. So a cherish min haTorah, actually, the kedushin is not kedushin, but midrabanan chazal mesakin for a cherish kedushin. So the Mishnah says here, uba va'yavam ve'oersin va'cherish uben tesha shon b'yom echad, that his biyasa is biya paisim v'loy ma'achilin. So here the Gemara comments on the issue of yavam. If you look approximately 5 or 6 lines from the bottom up, or in the Gemara itself, 4 lines down, what? Samach Zayin Amud Beis in Yavamis. Hayavam. So it says in the Mishnah, Yavam is among the list, the litany of items that I mentioned. Ubar, Yavam, Ersin, and Cheresh, Ben Teshashan, Biomechad, Paisim, Beloy Machilim. Says the Gemara, Ibas Kain Li Yisrael, He Pasala, Bishavel, Beisavia. That's what the pasuk says, that in that context over there in Emor, so it mentions once she is no longer connected to her husband, so b'shavil b'savia, assuming her husband is a zar, now she goes back home where her father's a kohen. B'shavil b'savia v'kinurea milechem avia teichel v'chol zol yochal kodesh. So the pasuk says b'shavil b'savia prat l'shomeos yovel. The Gemara continues, means Rashi says again, look in the Rashi in the bottom. B'shova prat l'shomeres yavam she'ena b'shus aloshuv. Do'ha'agida be. So Rashi also uses aloshin, there's some sort of igud, some sort of connection here. But I continue in that Gemara. I bas Yisrael l'kayin, he lo machila. But bas Yisrael l'kayin, he can't be machila. Kinyan kaspa om rachmana, v'hai v'ho, kinyan do'ochivu. What does that mean? Right, so the Taisus says here, look in the Taisus. He quotes the Rabbi Natam Shita, a very famous Rabbi Natam. Omer Rabbi Natam, the Asmachta Ba'almahu, midaraisa mechal ochla. Min ha-teresh he should be able to eat. Do the Mishnah Rishen in Perek Afal Pi, heichod ochla b'chayei ha-baal, ochla nami b'cheskas ha-yobam. If she ate b'chayei ha-baal, so now this could continue. B'dir gabinitam, miditani hasam afilu kulam b'fnei ha-baal, chosi yom echad, mashma ha-kulam b'fnei ha-baal ochelas. And he calls for Yod, the Tanya b'tosefta, zu Mishnah Rishen, al rabaseinu amru, eino isha ha-chelas b'truma, shedikon se-chupa, b'la yavam ha-cheti boel, mashma de la Mishnah Rishen, Oicheles. So Rabbi Natam Shita is that Yavama Oicheles Betruma. Why is she Oichel Betruma? She's considered to be Kinyan Kaspo of the Yavam. Now, the question is Rabbi Natam Shita only according to the Man Yomar that Yei Zika? He doesn't say so. So I have the impression that even according to the Man Yomar, Ein Zika, the same Yesod, namely there's some sort of Igud between the Yavam and the Yavama. Because, as the Rambam wrote, again, the Lashon Rambam, that a Yavam has Rishus, Al Yavimto, and the Melech is called Kinyan Kaspo Shalat Yavam.
What does that mean, Enzika, if she needs to be Kinyan Shuma?
I will explain it in a moment. That's what I'm out to discuss. So now, the question is, what's the basis for that? I'm arguing that even if Enzika, the Diak in Rashi, Diak Lashon Rambam, now being Medayik, and Lashon Rabbi Natam, that even though Rabbi Natam speaks about Kinyan Kaspo, it applies even, I said, to the Man Yomar that says Ein Zika. So the question is, what exactly is the nature of this? So this seems to be a Machlokes HaRishonim. Now, if you read Rabbi Natam carefully, that's, I think, the Mashmos of the Lashon Rabbi Natam over here. The impression I have is, why is the Yavama eating Truma? Mashra from Rabbi Natam, Mikoyach Kinyan Hayovam. That's what it sounds like. That the Kinyan of the Yovam is such that as a result, she can eat Truma. However, this is, as I'll show you in a moment, it's Hashem, we'll see the Imam Mekama shortly. I found in the course of looking into this matter that I saw other Rishonim, I just found them, these Imam Mekamas I made in the beginning of the week. And in the course of the week, I found many more Marmikomis. I found the Shin Kubetzis in Subis that he writes the following, also similar to Rabbi Natam, he writes. He says, in Subis, that Nun Chesamad Aleph, Abu Limigia Zman, Bechai Habal, Harei Yochelos Betruma, Betime in the Milsa, the Shura Sadin Menatera, Yavama, Echelos Betruma, the Kinyan Yavam, who, the Isha Hiknulom and Ashamayim, that the Gemara says all over Yavamas. That the kinyan of a yavam to a yavama is min hashamayim, and therefore he says the lashon l'shita the kinyan yavam who, that's why the yavama is a chelz betruma. So that sounds like Rabbi Natam.
How is he yizman similar to kinyan yavam?
Okay, I don't know if they're exactly alike, but the fact that once she ate, as I was going to discuss this also in a few moments. I just want to show what basically I think seems to be a Machlokes HaRishonim. I want to show you a ritva. This you have over here. I'm coming to that. But anyway, on page number one, I examined this matter for about 50 hours. Anyway, so on page number one, if you look here, the ritva on Daf Samach Zayin Beis that I found also discusses this. He writes here, should be on page one. He's talking about Achilas Truma B'Yavama. Kinyan Kaspo and Rahman. Everyone see that? On the page one, the left, in the middle of the page, Kinyan Kaspo and Rahman of a high Kinyan Da'achiv. So he says here, the cave and the king, Machmas Yavam Mia Lo Yochla. He doesn't think that what I said till now is correct. She's not eating because of the Yavam. Ukiritani Sheno Machil. Abo Machmas Hames. Wow. You hear this? Machmas Hames, he claims. Which, of course, is the Machlokas, the Mishnah Rishon, and the Mishnah Achrona, in Ksubis. That's exactly their Machlokas. So the Ritva says, the reason why the Yavama eats Truma is not because of the Kinyan of the Yavam, in the Yavama, but rather, Machmas Hames. Now, this Lashon, I also, again, when looking around, I'm going to show you a bit further in this matter. I found, again, in the Rid in Ksubis over there, You don't have it in front of you. So he says also, my timer, kinyan kaswa merachmona, v'hai kinyan kaswa da'achiv hu. That's what he calls it, kinyan kaswa da'achiv, pirish, hilkoch, ein lo koyach l'achila b'gino, achim ochla b'chayi ha'bal o'cheles. Why? The yavam b'mokom bal koi, u'mikoyach ha'bal ko'ochla. Means the Baal Sheniftar, the Baal Shemes, that's in his schus, shall we say, she's eating truma. Okay, first of all, I'm not sure again. What was that? Okay, that could be. No, but Ramiz is saying the Gabe Midin Yerusha. Now, the question is this Midin Yerusha? I don't think so.
I'm not saying that.
Oh, you're not saying that. Okay. But he calls it.
There's a
okay, that's correct. That's what I'm saying. Now, the problem is, I don't understand this at all. Habal niftar, pakakin yano. Or as I would say, goodbye, Charlie. It's all over. What's going on over here? Now, the truth is that Rashi says this beferish in Ksuvis. You look in the Rashi. Here you have, on page 2. Page 2 in Nunches. So I found the Rashi in Ksuvis says explicitly. I underlined it, I think. Did I? By kinyan da'achivu, v'chimayis leib poka le'kinyano. So what is the heaven's name? Is the nature of the shita that she's eating, or rather, because the yavam bimkom ba'alkoi bimkom ba'ala hakodem, ikach ha'ba'alko ochla when poka le'kinyano. So on page number 3, and this is the issue that essentially troubled me the entire week. So on page number 3, I saw Tosfos Rosh. He's bothered by this kasha. The Gemara says over there, Hayavam in a machil b'truma. Omer Abin Atam. The dafka b'shal ochel b'chayi ha'baal. Abel higiyaz man b'chayi ha'baal ocheles. Umidik toni. Umedaktek, here's the dictok that Rabbi Natan is making. Midiktoni, it says, Hayavim eno machil b'truma. Logtoni Hayavim eno cheles. Hear this dictok? The Lashon is, Hayavim eno machil. Doesn't say, Hayavim eno cheles. Mashma, mikoichoi, loy toichal. Im loy ochla b'chayi abal. But if she ate b'chayi abal, then obviously she can continue to eat. And he continues. Vo diktek midiktoni afilu kulam b'fnei abal chutz mi yomecha b'fnei ayovim eno echeles mashma hakulam b'fnei abal echeles. Further, vo diktek midiktoni b'gemara hay kinyan da'achivu b'lo komar v'ay poka kinyani k'disa b'abal yavim t'hasam poka kinyani hocha lo poka kinyani mashma da'hay kinyan da'achivu b'lo ochla b'chayiv hilka chashanami da'ochla ha'im ochla b'chayi abal. Underline this word, this sentence, im ochla b'chayi abal ocheles gamata mikoichoi. So he says, claw. He's bothered by that kasha. By the Rashi who says, L'chora pokakinyono. And he says that, mamish like the ritual, she eats mikoach hames. Correct. Mikoach hames. Because ochla mechayim. We don't say pokakinyono, since she's kukalachi. So I assume that's what the read that I just read to you also means, that Yavam b'mkom baal koi. Means he's b'mkom baal le'inyan zeh, shekinyono lo poka.
The footnote brings the Rosh, but it's even more footnote of the writ of Tetzar Rosh.
Yeah.
Because the Rosh is saying it's even stronger. B'mkom baal koi, b'meki d'agid b'ay hash, tis yatren b'charitza.
Right, excellent. Unbelievable. Pashim, unbelievable. So, what do we see? A machogis of Rishenim. Whether this din of the Yavam or Chelas Mitruma, according to Tesis, and the Shin Gubetz says I cited, that she's considered to be Kinyan Kaspo Shel Yavam. And according to the Ritva, and Tesis Rid, and the Sarosh, Hamet, and the Rashba, Hamet Bachil, Adayin Lo Poka Kinyano, only according to the Rabbi Natan that we saw here, and the Shin Kubetz says, Bedas Rabbi Natan, that she's considered to be Kinyano Shel Hayavam, Anyway, you see, even according to the Man Yomar, Ein Zika, the Yavim has a Kinyan B'Yavimta. That's what I'm trying to stress here. Let me just add one more point. So I thought I could bring a raya from a Gemara that we're learning in Kedushin on page number 5. The Gemara here, Lechura, it's also a sugi later on in Kedushin of Apnam Dalid. The Gemara is discussing on the bottom of the page. I'm going to read the whole Gemara just to be fair. I'm reading from the Gemara here is discussing the Mekeres for Kesher Shtar and Bia. So the Gemara says it's now 10 lines from the bottom up. Uba'ala melamish enigis v'bia. After the Gemara proved Kesher Mishnah, the Gemara now comes to Bia. That's the Pasuk Gikach Yishisha Uva'ala Shenigis v'bia. Says the Gemara, Baloi Dino, Kal V'chayme. Uma yivama shenigis v'kesef, nigis v'bia. Zu shenigis v'kesef. And Adin shenigis v'bia. Of course, this is a difficult Kal V'chayme. I'm not here discussing this issue. The right way the Gemara asks on this Kal V'chayme. The Kal V'chayme was, a Yavama is not nigdei b'kesef. Of course she's not nigdei b'kesef. She can only be nigdei b'bia. There's only one kinyan. The whole Kal V'chayme doesn't begin. But anyway, whatever the case is, the Gemara has a Kal V'chayme. Where it says, no, Om Evriya tochiach, she nigdei b'kesef, ain't nigdei b'bia. And at that, the Gemara asks, Mal Om Evriya, she ain't kinyan l'shumishos. Tell me b'zut, she kinyan l'shumishos. This is the whole sugya later on, Daf Yutes, where the Moshe Rishon is a Kedushin did, no, a lot of Kedushin did, no, regarding an Om Evriya. But then the Gemara says, finally, okay, so what's the makor that Bia works? Tamalema uva Allah. In fact, the Gemara, v'lam ali kroh, ha'asi Allah. I need a pasuk, I have a kavu chaymer. Om Rav Ashi. Why is the kavu chaymer rejected? V'shem dikul imeim ha'm ikra didin apircha. The kavu chaymer itself is mufrach, me'atzmai. Me'echa kamaisis la mi'avama. You can't bring a rai from mi'avama. Ma'la yavama, says the Gemara, she'kein skuka v'yemeres. The nature of the yavama, there's a zika. A regular woman who's about to get married, there's no Zika whatsoever. And that's why the Gemara means a pasuk, Tamalim of Allah. Look in Rashi. So Rashi says here, Shkein Skugo Biomedes, Leze, Machmaz Kidushi Ames. Wow, what a Rashi. This Rashi always aroused my pique. Because of Kidushi Ames, there's a Zika between the Avam and the Avama. Vein be a boy, Ligmar. There's already a connection. Avakidin may karala. So Rashi says, Kimat beferish. And essentially, what Rashi is saying here, there's a connection between the Yavam and the Yavama. And bepashtis this Gemara is Aliba the Kole Alma. Ben Laman the Yama, Ye Zika. Ben Laman the Yama, Ain Zika. The Gemara is not mechalik at all between the two. Now, Rishonim here have a field day on this matter, but I'm not learning Kiddushin. So therefore, I don't have to be concerned about the Rishonim over here. But I'm just being medayik for Lashon of Rashi, that Rashi said pretty clearly, Shekein skuku v'emeres machmas kiddushi ames. So even according to Man Yama that says, Ein Zika, there's some sort of igud, there's some sort of connection between the Yavam and the Yavama. Of course, the Nafkamina is the Gabi, the Isra of Krovos, or the Gabi, the Isra of Tzara. We're getting to Zika. So now, I want to just continue this discussion further. If you hold that there's a Zika, so now the question is, Laman Yama Ye Zika. So there's some sort of Ishus. Now the question is, what's the nature of this Ishus? Is this an Ishus Daraisa? Or is it an Ishus Rabbanan? What's the nature of this Zikuka of Yomedes that the Gemara talks about? So, the Gemara Daf Yizayinu Mebeis, if you turn back here to Yizayinu Mebeis, the problem with this year was I had to learn half of Maseches Yevamos. That's why it took me 50 hours. And it's not sufficient. Yevamos on the Masechtot Oni, I leave it to Rabbi Baum, Erev Nida Yevamos. Anyway, so the Yizayinu Mebeis, if you take a look here, the Gemara seems to say, the Gemara discusses this halacha. We just mentioned the din of Rav Huna. Shomer siyam shemesa muta be'ima. Al maksavar ein zika. The Gemara says, why didn't we say it outright? The Gemara says, perhaps had we say it outright, I would say only if there are two brothers. There's only one brother, ye zika. And then the Gemara asks, noch akasha. Leim halacha gidir yomer ein zika afila b'chad. The Gemara says, to that, I would have thought even mechayim, in Mishum Mitzvah. Then the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Amem Tes. The Mishnah says, Yevimto shemesa. So here the Gemara says, mutar ba'achesa. Once she dies, so then her sister, Achesa Ishto, is permissible. So the Gemara wants to be medayik. Ba'achesa in, be'imalo. Dafka ba'achesa, be'imalo. The Gemara said, no, who adin dafila be'imalo? There's no distinction. Vaidi tana reisha ishto shemesa mutar ba'achesa, ba'achesa in, ha'vo be'imalo. Da'habala isura da'araisa. Wow. The Gemara says, there's an Isa da'araisa. Tananami save mutar ba'achesa. So, the Gemara seems to say that the Sefer that's talking about Krobos di'avimto means, the Gemara says, da'habala isura da'araisa. And that's why the case, the Sefer also has mentioned Yevimto shemesa mutar ba'achesa. But the Sefer that's talking about the Krovos of the Yevimto, that's only a din d'rabbanan. And the truth is, the Gemara says this later on as well, on Chav Zayin HaMeveiz, I don't know where we're holding in the Daf HaYomi, but on Chav Zayin HaMeveiz, if you take a look at that Gemara, I'm going to discuss it in a second. I'm going to talk about it in 1 second. But just look at the Gemara in Chav Zayin HaMeveiz. The Gemara says, Chav Zayin HaMeveiz, I just want to count the number of lines. Gemara says here, in the about 10 lines up from the bottom of the page, Gemara has Amar Rav Kodi Shoshen Yikari Babishas Nefila Yovam Yovalel Arei Kishis Ach Shesh Rabbanim Vasur Animili Er Dikari Ba'ape Be'apo Yisur Achis Yisho Da'aisa Abel Ocha Zika D'Rabbanim. Gemara says Zika D'Rabbanim. I assume that's even according to Man Yomar who says Yes Zika. That it's a din d'rabbanan. Matter of fact, look in the Rambam. That Rambam, I think I did Xerox. On page 6. Yeah, this is a Rambam, which is also... Look in the Rambam, page 6. The Rambam Paskins, I'll read this slowly. In Halacha Yigimel, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yigimel. He writes, Ha'achilas li'yavimto. Yidu chalitza. Kishem shi'asura alav. Kach krovoseha asura alav. Gigon imo ubita. So this is after chalitza. V'cheni asura libno ula achiv. V'afilu shnir shala asuras. Gigon bas, bas bat bita. V'cheni asura liben ben benoi. Klol shadavar, after chalitza, harei ki ishto shigersha. And then the Rambam adds the following. This is the Rambam I want to be medayik from. V'chein imeso yevimto. Let's say she dies. V'adayin hiskukolo. Also b'krev v'seho. He's also in her krovim. Ki'ilu hoisa ishto, as if she was his wife. Umeso tachtov. But the Rambam says, "Zecholi Yisur Me'ela Midivrayim." It's all the Rabbanan. So the Rambam paskins Ye Zika, but the Yisur of Krovos is an Yisur Rabbanan. I found the same thing in a Tesis Rishonim. I think item number 11, Daf Chesem and Aleph, in the Tzitzis Yishonim, and Daf Chesem and Aleph, the first few lines of Tzitzis Yishonim says so explicitly. Not going into the Gemara here, but he writes in the first 5 lines, Ki Yitzchik Kro, Lenosa Mes, Umes, Yahagach Nosa Chai, Im Tome Hechi Mikri Achos Kukaso, Yeshlom Hashem Elam Ed Rabbanon. So, this is the subject of a big machlokes among the Rishonim. Tesis and Daf Chazayin HaMeveiz, which I don't think you got to yet. What daf are we holding here today in the Daf HaYomi? I'm sorry. I don't keep track. But Tesis here on Chavzayim base. No. Can't be.
Today's cafe, sorry.
Oh, okay, thank you. That makes more sense. So Tesis here on Daf Chavzayim base. See the Tesis the Amasra v'hocha zikad rabbonani. That's the Gemara I quoted you a few moments ago. So Tesis says over here, he brings the Rabbi Chanano. Pirush Rabbi Chanano, the Rabbi Tamei, the Yoma, ain zika. Zika the Rabbanon, he says, ain zika. Yavagav the Osir Mishum Bittul Mitzvahs Yabmin, lo choshev ach Yisrael lo Yisrael Lomis. Ak she tovo l'chlal heter. Avalaman the Yoma, ye zika, roi l'esor. You hold ye zika, roi l'esor, Mishum shen esor lov shoachas. That's the Tesis here. And Av Chazayinu Mebeis. Dev Amasril, Abolocha Zikud Rabbanani. So Pasha said, Rabbi Chanan, if you hold Yezika, he said, there's a din of Nesra. That's because the Easter of Krovos, of Zika, is the Easter Daraisa. So this is the subject of a big Machlokes of Rishonim. As you see when you learn Yevamis, whether this is Daraisa or the Rabbanan. So then I went looking, I was wondering, what is Rashi Shita regarding this matter? So I found many Rashis. If you look, starting on Chav Chesim Ebez, Levi Amaschil, Ligzor, Mishum Shnei Achoyos, there Rashi is found, Levi Amaschil, Ligzor, Mishum Shnei Achoyos, I'm reading the Chav, now Chav Ches Amibes, bottom Rashi. Ligzor Mishum Shnei Achoyos the Alma, without going into the Gemara. But Rashi says over there, let's read the, Rashi says over there, Dinam Yosri Lemishri Achoyos the Alma, Lekal Isu Achoyos Kuka de Rabbonim. Rashi says very clearly that we're talking about the Rabbonim. You see the beginning of Rashi? Avogad the Honami Mereisha Shaminon, Hosim Hul Rabbonon the Gazvina, Dinam Yosu the Misha, Chayz Dal, Malekal Isa Chayz Kuka, the Rabbonon. So that's one Rashi. Then I found another Rashi, I'm a Mal from a base, also, where Rashi says there as well, Dibi Amaskil, Harek Tana. Rashi, towards the after the white lines in Rashi, line number 4. Hariktana. So here Rashi says, Hilkoch lecholzo, the kolhanach de omru rabbonon cholzo, slo misyabmais, where Chazal say, rabbonon, cholzo slo misyabmais, got achos chalutzoso, achos glukoso, sovig saras erba. So Rashi says here clearly again, Zedin Drabonon. I found the third place that I did Xerox for you on Daf Nun Aleph in Rashi, Omid Beis in page number 7 in Kedushin. There also Rashi says, on the bottom, I think I circled, Sefer Tzvichalei, on Nun Aleph Omid Beis. So here Rashi says, Kolzman Shalom Cholatz, last two lines in Rashi, last few words, on the line before the last line. V'chol zman shelo chalatz echem edachin, asur achesa al kulan midivreyem. Rashi says again, nochamol, adin drabon. But the din of Isur, the Isur of Atzara, if you hold Zika, it's adin drabon, because choletes.
Can I ask
the
basic question? Isn't there already a Zika in the Torah, in the Torah, the sugi of the Zika Kenusa?
Yeah, I'm coming to that too. Okay, so we are going to try to suggest something which is a bit radical, but I will deal with that. So basically, you have a machlokes here between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, whether ye zika va'asa be'ima or ein zika umuta be'ima. It's a machlokes in the din rabbanan. Now the problem with this, of course, is how can it be a machlokes in the din rabbanan? There are consequences of Raisa that are applicable over here, such as on Daf Yud Zayinu Mebeis, which we learned already. Those who learned Daf Yomi, I don't include myself, but those who learned Daf Yomi on Yud Zayinu Mebeis, here the Gemara says on the bottom of the page, Velema, I'm reading four lines from the bottom. Al Maksava, the Gemara quotes his dinner of Yehuda, Shemes Yab, Shemesa, Asabima, the Mandiyama earlier said, Mutabima, Machogs Abhuna, and Ab Yehuda. So according to Ab Yehuda, who says that Asabima, Al Maksava, Yezika, so that's what Rabbi Baum just said. The Yavam is like a Knusa, she's if she's already Kanus. Belema Kediv Alocha, Ome Yezika, Yabam, Ochi, Yavamina, Hanamin, the Chad. One Yavam Yezika, betray Ainzika. I will completely betray Pligi. Eliyamaach Yavamina Mechayim. When the Shomeres Yavam was Mechayim, Abalach Amisa the Shomeres Yavam Pokal of Zika. Kamashwan, the Gemara said the Zika Bichdi lo Poka. The Gemara also here introduced another element, namely. Now I'm looking for it. The element of Hafaras Nedarim. The Gemara says over here, does Rashi mention it? The Gemara tells us, yeah, Rashi. Look at Rashi, Dimamasel, and Yezayin and Mabez. See that? You see that in Rashi? It's about, from where the wide lines begin in Rashi, about 10 lines above that. Everyone see that? V'leima halacha kidibri ha'omer ein zika afila b'chad. So Rashi says, Rabbi Akiva kama lebe perek dalar achid. Rabbi Akiva pashas holds ein zika. So he says over here, Shomer siyavam, ein yavam ha'mefin nedareha. There's no afaras nedarim. He doesn't have that koach. Lo le'echad v'lo le'shnayim. Kloma, ben shenafel v'nei yavam echad, ben shenafel v'nei shnayim, zok Rashi, what a loshin. The Lord Karina Be Isha. Pasuk says, Isha Yikimenu Be Isha, with a mapike, Yiferenu. It's not called Isha. What a Rashi. So I want to know, how does Rashi, what's that? How far is the door? Is the Din Daraisa. So the Machlokes is by Din Daraisa. So why did Rashi somehow assume that the Din, the Isha Krovos is the Rabbanan? And Rashi compares the din of Isa Kloiv is the Rabbanan, I showed you three Rashis, to the din of Afaras Nedarim, which is the din Daraisa. I don't understand that, Bechlal. Not only that, Rashi and Chavava Med Aleph, I found. I decided I have to retire from all my jobs, Rabbi Baum, and just learn the Vamos. What? So if you will undertake to support me, I'll be glad to do so. So on Chavavim and Aleph, there's a Rashi here. Give Amasla Ye Zika. Chav Vav Amud Aleph. So here, I'm reading the Rashi on the bottom, I mean in the Perek Abba Achin, the first Rashi in the Gemara. Ye Zika. So Rashi says here, Klomar, Chumra Zika, Lishwi Achos Kukoso, Kachos Ishto. Uv Masech Nedarim Pligiba. Here's where Rashi again brings the Gemara in the Darm. Gemara in the Fayin Dalit. Ikal Maniom is Kukoso Ki Ishto, La Faras Nedarim. She's like his wife, regarding Afaras Nedarim. Vilesser Krovos, Ikal Maniom Ein Zika. What I just showed you. So you see from Rashi that the machlokes between Rabbi Huna and Rabbi Yehuda relates to Afaras Nedarim as well.
So is Mefer Nedarim before he's doing Yibum?
We're talking about, yes, that's exactly the point. Afaras Nedarim before Yibum. So Pela Otzim, that even though Rashi says three times we saw, that's a Din Drabonon, and now Rashi here, and Rashi earlier that I just showed you a moment ago, Rashi Daf Yizayinim and Beis. There's a Ma'amar Kavos over there. On the table, no? You can take the second one too, if we get to there. That'll be at 12 o'clock. So Rashi and Daf Yizayinim and Beis. So there Rashi said, the Lo Karini Be Isha. The Gabi the halacha of our first Adarim. It's not called Isha Yikimenu. It's before the Yibum, as you pointed out. v'isha yifeirenu. And yet here Rashi and Daf Chavavim and Aleph, Rashi compares the Iser Krovos Rabbanon to Afaras Nedarim Daraisa. Rashi is very clear. Rashi says, "Upirkan Deleil Lefligaba Ravuna Rab Yehuda." So you see, Rashi holds that the Machlokes of Ravuna Rab Yehuda also relates to Afaras Nedarim, and also got to be the Iser of Krovos. Furthermore, on page number 8 of the handout, page number 8, number 9.
Even if there is a Zika and Tsushi, there's some element of
connection.
But if the Yevama gets married, then the Kiddushin are Chal?
What do you mean the Kiddushin are Chal? If Yibam takes place?
No, before the Yibam takes place.
Before the Yibam?
And so she's still Yevama, but the Kiddushin are Chal. Whereas a regular.
So you're Mechalik. Okay, good. I think you're on the right track. The Fiyani was Daiti. But the question is, what's the nature of that? I don't fully grasp. That's a very, how should I call it, nuanced kind of distinction which needs some birur. I want to just show you a Tais HaRosh that I found here. He asks also on Rashi, Tais HaRosh on page number 8, going over to 9. And he said the following. Where did I put my original? On page number 8, so this is found here in the last two lines of the Rosh, of page 8, on Shin Vav. V'nirali, says the Rosh. Everyone see that? L'fi mai deboi l'meima me'ikara, the bezika, going on to page 9, pligi, lo matzi l'meimar, the man diyomar ein zika dahein rabbi Akiva. Why is there a first the Dorim? Because there's some sort of connection. Al Korcha, Haini Midaraisa. The Sabri, as you said, Zika, Kiknusa, Manatela. She's a Knusa. The Mishum, the Zika, the Rabbanon, La Yom Shiaf in the Dorea. If it's only Din Rabbanon, how could it have consequence on the Raisa level? But Shitas Rashi, as we saw three places, it's a Din Rabbanan. And yet Rashi himself draws a contrast, an analogy between the Zika and the Afaras Nedarim D'Oraisa. And he continues, Yahok Kamar Rabbi Akiva in Zika Menatera. Avlech Shitikos Sabar, Yei Zika Menarabbanan. So you see that the Rosh assumes a Dava Pashin, that the sugya of Zika has no relevance to Dinim Daraisa, purely Dinim Darabanan. If you hold Yei Zika, so then what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that there's an Ishus Darabanan, Legabi the Isu of Krovos, Legabi Tzara. But the sugya of the Darim, of Afaras Nedarim, has no connection to the sugya of Yei Zika, but rather to another sugya of Zika Kignusa that you mentioned. Okay. But Rashi, my problem is Rashi. That's right. My problem is Rashi, that Rashi holds an Ishus Rabbanan is enough to have consequence for Afaras Nedarim D'Oraisa.
Why don't you come back to what you said earlier today with Alima? Just stick in the word Alima in all of these places.
Okay, that's what I want to explain. That's the whole shiur. It's all the Hecha Timtza to get to eventually from that diuk. That's why I made that diuk. I think it's a correct diuk. But again, as I said, there are those who contend that when Rashi says what he says, even though it's a Din Rabbanan, somehow it has the ability to have ramifications at a Daraisa level of Afaras Nedarim. Why is that? I'll give you a mashal, the Ma'adav Adoyimem. The Gemara says in the Dorim, Kol HaNoderes, Al Das Bailehi Noderes. So even though you have Nisurin, Dara Darabonon, you keep a Mavatal Neder Daraisa, because Kol HaNoderes, Al Das Bailehi Noderes. Someone told me, someone who knows Yavam as well, he told me that this is a svara that was said by Rav Meshulam Igra. Okay? But the Achreinim assume in Rashi Not like that. Achronim say that Rashi, who draws an analogy between these two sugyas, so clearly Rashi is of the opinion that Zika's daraisa. And we see the Arishayim hold that Zika's a din daraisa. Even if you are Mekadesh, Kroivas, Skukoso, still the Zika's not Poka, and you still require Chalisa daraisa. The Ritva, take a look at the Ritva here, it's on page number 12. I believe. The Ritva on page number 12 also seems to be Midame, the din of Issa Kovis Rabbanon Tafaras Nadam Daraisa, similar to the Rashi. The Ritva here writes, Divam Masril, you see number 12, Hamtein, it starts on the top of the page. Hamtein Tachiasa Chichel Godel, till he goes, does a Maisen. So now, I want to skip to where it says, we're not reading all this. Read the fourth. What I did was I cut and paste the Ritva, because Rav Avram Yafin Zatzal, who wrote a monumental parish on the Ritva, the two-volume Ritva on Yavamis. I just cut out his parish and just cited the Ritva, if you don't mind. So here he writes on the, I'm reading the left-hand column, the fourth Keta. Everyone see where it says, V'zeh nochem be'enai b'inyan zeh? Everyone see that?
The fourth slice.
The fourth?
Second line.
Correct.
Where? I don't see it.
Where it says, Choleitz v'zeh miyabim. Ot v'zeh miyabim v'zeh choleitz. So the line below that. I should have underlined it, but I didn't have a chance to. Goes on to two lines after Vizika Drabona. The Ritva seems to say that Zika Daraisa and Kedushin, as he says here, lo mafki Zika, it's mashma that the Kedushin is not mafkiya the Zika min
HaTorah. I mean, if somebody else comes along with the Kaddish.
Right, that's what I thought you were referring to. Now, I found also in the Mukhi Yosef, which I don't think I... One second, I'll show you in a moment. The Mukhi Yosef, take a look at the Mukhi Yosef over here, if you have. The Dapi Arif, at least in the old Dapi Arif, I don't know if you have these smartphone Gemaras. I have an old Gemara. So, in the Mukhi Yosef, in the Dapi Arif, on Daf Gimel Omid Beis, in the Dapi Arif, in his the old pagination. So here, he quotes these halachis about Shomeis, Yom Shomeis, Asa Be'ima, not Asa Be'ima. So he writes on the bottom of the page, the beginning of the Perek Ketzad Eshe Sochiv. So he says over here, I'm reading where... Okay, you want me to read the whole thing? You see what it says, Atshe Asa Maiseh? It's 8 lines from the bottom up.
What daf is it for tomorrow?
The beginning of the parak, Ketzad Eshe Sochiv, Daf Yud Zayin, Amid Aleph. But it's the beginning of the parak, of the Rif.
We got different paginations.
I know, that's what I indicate. You've got the smartphone Gemaras. I can't use that Gemara. You know why? Kaved Midai. I can't carry it around. This is much lighter. Oh, okay, thank you. So here, if you look in the, not in the Mishnah, but the Gemara right away asked the Kasha, Eish Yisachiv, okay, I'll read the Lashon Arif just to be fair. Eish Yisachiv, Shehoye Ba'olam, Ha'echa Ksiva, Om Ravina Marav, Om Akrok, Yeshu Achim, Achim Shehoye Olam, Yishiv Achaz Ba'olam. That's the famous halacha. Prad Eish Yisachiv, Shehoye Ba'olam. Yachdov, Ham Yuchad, Menachla, Prad Achim Menayim. Now, next halacha, here's one that's relevant to us. Om Ravina Mashmuel, Shemers, Yob Mishamesa, Osa Be'ima. Al Mok Sabar, Yezika. If also be ima, there has to be some sort of connection. Vaz Shmuel the Tameid, Yom Shmuel Halach Yavir ben Meseret, the Snan, Shomer Siyavam, Shekidesh, Ochi Besachesa, Mishum Yavir ben Meseret, Omru, Omno Hamtein, Achiyasa, Chicha Godom Maise. So here, the Nemuki Yosef, right below, on Achiyasa Maise. Achi Yibem, Ochicha Sayabama, B'tifka zikosa mimecha, or mimech. So he's miyabim the Obama, and then the zika is gone. Alma zika, osva lachisa. V'hikshu zal, acha shekidesh, once kedushin takes place, habalon amema, shenifka zikosa. V'afilu lo yase ochi maise. What does he have to do on maise? Once the kedushin takes place, the zika should be nullified.
Which zika? To him?
Yes.
Not to the other brother.
Okay. V'yesha tirtzu. But here the kasha.
Why?
Okay, one sec. The kasha, I think, is a valid kasha. Why should the zika still be extant once kedushin takes place? V'yesha tirtzu.
Because
there's an issue for him. Right. V'yesha tirtzu. He came in the kaimulon yei zika. Harei kim kudesha detzlo. Yilkoch. Ein odin. Shetotzi mikudeshet the mikudeshet. Wow. Once the zika, she's called what? Mu'reset, mikudeshet, the way we saw at the very beginning, the way Rishonu wanted to disabuse us. We don't say she's karusa. He says, yes, we do say she's karusa. She's mikudeshes, says the Nemuki Yosef. And he writes further, I mean the next lashon, Abulafize im nasa dinu de odif tvei min amikudeshes. If there's nesuin, then it's even better. Betotzi askuka.
Mean that the sister is stronger than the yavam.
That's right. Correct. Abul ena mechuvaze beeni amafoshim achrenim dein nesuin mafki. Kedushinami have a mafki. Why? The kedushin midaraisa v'zika midarabonon. V'ayinu di aminu n'hamtin at she'asa maise v'lo aminu l'eshi yichnois.
And we also don't say to him that he should repeat the kedushin.
Correct. That's right. So I see here in the kedushin she'ashem, he interprets this, if you look on the os gimel, on the bottom line of the kedushin she'ashem, V'afil ha'nesu'in, he writes, lo mafka azika. K'mevu ha'perk ha'chedetz. V'zeo d'lo k'teisa d'shmaitzin. D'sabi d'nesu'in mafka azika. Because, why is nesu'in lo mafka azika? Zika d'araisa. So when he said, the Muki Yeh said, that kedushin d'araisa of zika d'rabonan, five lines up, that's exactly what, I mean, if you assume the suin is mafki zika, because kedushin daraisa, zika darabonon, kedushin also should be mafkiya. So you have to assume, therefore, that zika is daraisa. And that's why in the suin, the mafki is zika. That's the assumption. Now, there are other proofs to this. I saw, for example, in Aritva, you have it here on page 11 of this handout.
If we
take
proof to this, you define this.
I hear what you said?
You said proofs to this.
No, I'm trying to essentially.
The thesis exactly as you want it.
Right. I want to show you also, even this Ritva, it also says here on page 11, in the middle of the page, where it says, Mutar Ba'ama. You see that in the left hand column? He writes, Pirish, she came into Syria like Ain Zika. Imhayim Makadish to Ima. Hoysa Zikoso. Garua Shalzo Nivkad the Gamri. Viniftura Menachalitza Menayibam. Okay, Isa, he quotes from the Gemara. I leave it to Gamnomil. The Yom Ein Zika Nithru Yivama Ba'ochala Vasa Davata Mitzvah Yabim. Means he holds, according to the Yom Ein Zika, there's an Iser of Bito Mitzvah Yabim by Kiddusha Ima. Only according to the Yom Ein Zika, by Kiddushin of the mother, Nifkad Lagamri, he said, V'niteres Menachalitzu V'nayibu. Knows the halacha bitul mitzvah yabim is only from mavata legamri from yibim chalitza. That's what Rashi said also. But according to Maneoma, yezika, it's not bottle. And yet you still require chalitza. That's a Mishnah, daf memalach. So you see from the Ritva that the fact that there's chalitza after kedushin is midaraisa. If it's only the rabbanon and midaraisa, it would be poka below klum. So mitzvah yibim daraisa is batal, because with daraisa there's no chalitza. Only with rabbanon they require chalitza. So why does the Ritva say that bitl mitzvah yabim is only according to Mandi Omar that ain't zika? So basically what I'm trying to get at, there's a fundamental machlokas here by zika, but daraisa, the rabbanon, but if you hold ye zika, so then there's an Ishus Daraisa, we said even it's relevant to Afaras Nedarim and Kiddushin. The Achas Mikor Voser is not Mafkir de Zika, and you require Chalitza with Daraisa. And Chazal apparently added to this Ishus the Issu of Krovim, the Issu of Tzara by Zika. But if you hold the other man, the Amar, ain't Zika, even though there's some sort of a connection, but there's no Ishus. Memela, there's an Issur of Krovim and Tzara. Means the Issur of Machlokas is regarding the Etzem Zika. Do we say it's a Din of Issur Daraisa? If you hold Ye Zika, then there's an Issur Daraisa. It could be that their Chazal added other Issurim, Krovim, Tzara. And that's what I think Rashi means over here. Going back to that Rashi says here, again from Akiva, Ein Zika, by Hafaras Nedarim Daraisa, that there's no Issur of Krovim because it's only based on Ishus. But what I want to now explain the whole Inyan, and you sort of said it, but I want to just share with you a famous Rav Chaim. Now, this is one of the Rav Chaims that I've had much difficulty with in my life. Okay, that's what I would like to see. Because I don't have the Sefer Rav Nochem on Yevamos. I probably should acquire it. Last time I learned Yevamos, I didn't acquire it. I had enough problems just learning Rashi. Now I'm trying to learn Tesis. And Rav Nochem is way beyond. But I was told in the name of Rav Nochem that he says the following. What's the gedder of the Ishus of Zika? This is my brother, Shlita, my brother learned Rav Nochem Yevamos. So he told me that his Rebbe said the following, that the gedder of Ishus of Zika is that a Yavam has, I think he called it, Ishus Be'eshes Hames. I think that was his Lashon. Ishus Be'eshes Hames. Means that the Yavama, like we saw, is still called Eshes Hames. She's considered to be the wife of the person that passed away. As a matter of fact, I think he quoted, I didn't look it up, but there's still an Issur of Chenek because of the mess. But the Yavon has a Issus Be'eshes HaMess, so it comes out that she's considered to be Isha, even though she's not Ishto. She's Eshes HaMess. It's a very strange kind of combination. And maybe that's what the Rishonim that I cited earlier, who say that Achilas Truma is Bikach Hames. That's why she's Achil Batruma. Because Lo Poka Adayan Kinyan Hames. It wasn't yet undone. It's still there. But according to Rashi and other Rishonim that we saw, that Poka Kinyan Hames, and yet it's still called the Kinyan of the Ovum. So how do you explain that? So this is where I want to introduce. Okay, so I'm going to now try to explain that. I think that this is already speculative. But it's based on Rav Chaim. This Rav Chaim is a very famous Rav Chaim. The more I look at it, the less I understand it. But Rav Chaim is found in the, this is Nogea to Achreinim Sayyid. I don't think it's only his Chiddush. Now, I Xeroxed it for you. You see what I have here? In Perik Zayin, Halacha Tzeh Zayin. We'll just read the Etzim Halacha without going into great details. First, I'll mention Achreinim and Kedushin already point out that there are two Gedarim when it comes to Kedushin. One is the Gedar of Kinyan, and one is the Gedar of Ishus. We actually saw this already any number of times. Namely, and this is what I believe Rav Chaim is going...
The Rav refers to Kinyan. Does the Rav refer to...
Kinyan means a Chashem Mishpat kind of Kinyan. I mean, you could even just take Erisin and Nesuin to use that as the duality here. That the Mishnah, Ha'isha Nigas Bekesav Shara V'Biyah, is talking about the Chashem Mishpat aspect of Kedushin. And then there's Ishus, which of course is Nesuin. That's Ishus. And there are many chilukim between Erisin and Nesuin. But the Chashem Mishpat is the Kinyan aspect. And that includes even Biyah, which sounds like, of course, an Ishus Kinyan. That's why the Gemara, of course, tells the Rab Mangin, Amanda Mekadosh B'Biyah, so we don't do that. But it's Biyah mentioned in the Mishnah as B'tor Chashem Mishpat, B'tor Kinyan. Achreinim already say this. It's not only Rab Chaim's Chiddush, but you'll see in a moment what I'm trying to get at. That means basically I'm trying to suggest there's even a Havamin in the Gemara in Kedushin. We didn't get to it. Rabbi Yazga, and Dafi Dalit. There's a Havamin over there in Kedushin that even... What? There's a Havamina, the even the Achamitz Tabal, the Gemara says, Adayin Asura. And there certainly the Kinyan is Poka. Ma Pshat is there. What kind of a Havamina is that? So it's Mashma, that even though Poka are Kinyan, but somehow the Ishus Adayin Lo Poka. The Isra is Machmas or Ishus. And that's really here, so what I thought, that's the Pshat in Rashi. That even though Bishas Miso Rashi says, a Kinyan Poka, however, the Ishus Adayin Lo Poka. So she's still called Esh Tameis. You have to make this somehow subtle, nuanced kind of distinction between two. That's what I thought you were headed for earlier. And the truth is, Rab Chaim is the one who says this is so. Now, I don't know how much time you have, but maybe a little bit, if you don't mind, we can learn Rab Chaim. This is probably more important than whatever you're going to do Erev Shabbos. Anyway, but Amat Chatzah Shalom, B'chayshu you, you do the right things Erev Shabbos. But anyway, this Rab Chaim is very critical. So Rab Chaim, look at the Rambam. We'll just read the Rambam at least, to be fair. Means he's going to try to present the following thesis that's going to go, Rabbi Bam Tafaras Nadarim in a moment. He doesn't say that, but I'm going to extrapolate from Rav Chaim and come to that maskana. Means you can have Ishus mitzad habal and not mitzad ha'isha. She's not called Isha, but she's Esh Sames. She's not called Isha the Gabba the Yavam, but Adayim Nikreis Esh Sames. So here, the Rav Chaim is talking about, look at the situation. Where, I think he quotes, but you have it here, Rab Chaim quotes it, so you can see it in the Rab Chaim. You see, you hear Perek Vav Alachot Tezayin? Omel Chaver Om Yolda Ishtecha Nikeva. I tell someone, if your wife gives birth to a Nikeva, I reyim Mekadeshesli. If she's going to give birth to a Nikeva, I want to be Mekadesh that Nikeva. Says, I'm Lo Maklum. That's worthless. Okay, the Rabbit has all kinds of hasogis, and the Rav Chaim refers to a Gemara in Kedushin at Daf Samach Beis with reference to this issue of Dabashal Badayola, but we're not discussing that. I just want to now show you the Rav Chaim starting from next left hand column. Left-hand column, where it says Vimkein, where I underline Vimkein Yomanovshach. Das Aram Mitzorachim. You see that? What I'm reading? Oh, it's not there. It's there's a separate handout. Sorry. Thank you. Shikach. So I'm reading now on page Yutes, where I underlined it. Left-hand column, about 8 lines down. Vimkein Yomanovshach. Das Aram Mitzorachim. The kein de biyosa ubar en kedushin taisim ba, uki de muchach meyach lo matzino chameisay mima enes. Means the question is, mion has to be chal on somebody that's kayam, as opposed to somebody that's not kayam. Im kein memelo de gam bimikadcha lachashetela v'dav shalbal yoyla, mikasha l'ramah. Ram paskid huka ubra harizim kodeshit. Vashadir lomar bedasa Rambam the be'emes kol shehuka ubra kiddushin tefsin biyuba miskadeshit miyad. Ve'ena tzarich lomar l'chetelag. Kiyem da kiddushin tefsin nigmar miyad. Elo the ubra kiyem lochoshiv isha al ken cholok dino. Yav gav the miskadeshah bekiddushah kvar nigmaru. Mikom makom ein ba ubra din miskadeshes ve'ishus. Rak, the came that dushin kwa cholo alea, and came kisheti vole, the reish boho ishosh shemikvar. Yalken in zeshach, dom shobalu yelum. The lonema din dom shobalu yelum, vela echa, the maisa kdushin tzorch liyos achaz ma. Abu miskadeshes, miyad, shabri abu dom shobalu yelum. And then I continue, I read, I skip a little bit. Mashenke buubar. Dein chisorin bat fisas kdushin. Rak da dina hu digam beishi mikudeshe, mikom ke ene bechlal isha. Alken Shapra Amina Dizena Megaria Klav Dintvis Kedushin Shebo. Yalken Tesu Badin Kedushin Rai Mit Kadeshes. The Emosai Shete Chozi Sheiba Din Ishus, when that will happen, then Yeba Ishus Kayemes Mimela. Came Dari Mit Kadeshes Vomeres. Means the Kedushin is Chal. What's missing? Ishus. Lofiza Rim Ishu Madla Matsin Chamais Vimaenes. Yav Gav the Uber Kranis Kadesh. Av Mekomikom Came the Gufa Uber Eimbo Din Mit Kadeshes. Shuv Ein Beima Din Erva. The machmas hakedushim b'chudai yeno nasi serva. B'chol zman shein b'chlad isha shei guf adim b'kudeshet din ishus, or din also arayas. Arayas depends on what? An ishus. And how many ishus here is lacking. V'im ken hoel v'shachameisa, hurak shei yolda, v'shu v'gidela, v'en hoed bas mir. So basically what Abchaim says, that in kedushin there are tzvei dinim. One is the din of kedushin, of what he calls mikudeshes v'yomeres, and two, a din of Ishus, legabi the Isur of Krov Osehah. And with that, basically he wants him to be Yashev, the Kasha, the Mekad Yosef, and the Magi Mishneh. They ask him what the Rambam Paskins here, Mekadesh Ubar, Mikudeshet, Imkein Motzinu Chamoisoi Mima Enet. The Rambam Shita happens to be the Bonim Harem Kisimonim, Mishas Leda, that's how he Paskins. We had that Sugya. So therefore, the Rav Chaim suggests the following, that the Ubar Enechonami, there's a din kedushin. When is that din kedushin chal? He writes miyad. It's chal right away. However, there's not yet a din of ishus, and therefore, as far as the other halachas he says here, as far as the halachas are being also bikur v'seham, kolz man shein bo adayin ishus eno nesar, the ikur din arayas be ishus talya, and therefore you don't find chamesim manis. Now, here is, I believe, what he means. If you don't mind my providing an explanation for Rav Chaim. That be uber, there's only issues, I would say, mitzad ha-baal. And obviously, there's no baal. And that's why there's a din, maybe a mikudeshet. Mitzad ha-baal, mitzad ha-isha, there's no issues. She's not isha. So I thought that this Rav Chaim now could be understood, and we can extrapolate from there to our sugya. Namely, according to the Man Yomar that says here, yei zika. So even though there's ishus min atera, but there's only a tzad ishus, mitzad ha-yavam. Mitzad ha-yavam, there's ishus that is considered to be isha, but the yavama is not considered to be ishta. And as the gedder of a yavama perhaps is the gedder of an ubar, according to Rav Chaim, because she's not called isha, the gab of the yavam. This yavama, she's eches hames. But that's if you hold the man yama ein zika. If you hold like the other man yama yes zika, gam mitzad yavama, there's no ishus. But the Torah is mechadesh that there's ishus mitzad yavam. She's called mikudesha seilav. So it comes out that according to man yama yes zika, the way Rashi we saw the Ritva, there's an ishus daraisa. But it's not ishus gemura. It's a tzad ishus. Means there's an ishus mitzad hayavam denechshav isha, but mitzad hayavama. And Kanisha. That's what I thought. And basically, you might ask, so why doesn't this Ishus help the Gabe Krovot? The answer is because the Yisod Adin of Isa Krovot is the Zechados Ishus. So it has to be also not only Mitzad HaGever, but Mitzad HaIsha. Not only Mitzad, as I said, it has to be complete Ishus. If the Zechados Ishus Gemura, then the Torah tells us that's also. However, now coming to Afaras Nedarim, so here's a bit of a quantum leap, but I think that one could say this. The Gabi Afaras Nedarim, the Yisod Adin, that a baal is made for the isha is nothing to do with halos ishas. It's true, the pasuk says, isha ikimenu v'isha yiferenu. But I want to use the Lashon Rambam. That's a reshus that a baal has over his wife. That he has a reshus, the option of being made for nidre ishto. Al das, let's say a father. Pasuk says as well, a father can be made for libita. He can be made for the darim for his daughter, even though there's no chalos ishus. So we saw in the Rambam, at the very beginning of this year, that the Rambam says that a yobam has also reshus b'yavimto, on page number one. That's what the Rambam writes. The reshus ha-yobam b'yavimto nikre zika. But by the Baal, there's also a pasuk, isha yukimenu v'isha yuferenu. So the gabe this ishus of zika, that the yobam is called isha, even though the yavam is not his wife, Mashenka the Gabi Isu of Krovot, there the Yisodi is the Chalos Ishus. And that's why you need complete Ishus Gam Mitzad HaYavam. You hear what I'm saying? So, if that's the case, now we can understand the Rashi. That Rashi here, and Daf Yizayinim Abayz, this Rashi, Daf Yizayinim Abayz, Dibramasa Buleima, so here Rashi says, Haloch Yidibri HaOmer, Ein Zika Afila Bechad, Rabbi Kiva Kamala Beperek Dalar Achim, Ein yavam a meifin dover lo lechav lo lishnayim, says Rashi, below karmina be'isha. So the chura lashon of Rashi is mashma that the reason why he can't be meifin the darim because of karmina be'isha. What does Rashi need that time? Rashi should have formulated the reasoning according to Abba Kiva, who says ein zika. So the yavam is like echam and ashuk, and the pashas at first the darim was only said by Baal. So Rashi is mashma the havamina. Even if you hold in Zika, the Yavam can still be Mefer. Why is he not Mefer? Because he's not called Isha, says Rashi. So I'll call upon him, you have to say, since he saw the din of a Baal Mefer Ishto, because of the Rishus, Yesh Al Ishto, that's what he has. And Rashi holds that Rishus that a Baal has Klapi his wife, the Yavam also has Klapi the Yavama, even according to Man Yavam, in Zika. So therefore, it's Shash to speak of Hafaras the Dar. And that's what Rashi says. That mikomakom ein yavam meifin the darer the man yama ein zika because of karina beisha. So it comes out that the shorash hamachlokes, let's say Rashi and the Ritva that we saw before, zika daraisa only according to man yama the yes zika and yes sad ishus with daraisa. So yeah, chachamim I said were mosif isu krovim and sara, and that's the machlokes. In the Dorim, the Gemara there has a machlokes. That's what Rashi here refers you to. Machlokes Tanoim, whether Yavam, Yachal HaHofer, or Lo. The Gemara says that machlokes is totally whether Yei Zika or Ein Zika, and that machlokes clearly is a machlokes in the Din Doraisa. I mean, the problem is the other Rishonim who are cholek, namely we saw here that Tosfos HaRosh, and Av Chav Tesim Abayz, he's cholek on Rashi in the Ritva, he holds the Machlokes is a level of the Rabbanan. What is he going to do with this Gemara? So I think Tetzel Rosh says on Chavtesim Abayz, you don't have it here. I also saw the Rosh in the Dorim. They say the Gemara does not mean to be told that Machlokes Tanoim Bezika of Asugi, but rather what you said, Rabbi Bam Zika Kiknusa, that Yei Zika Ben HaTorah, so then she's considered to be a Knusa, better than an Arusa. It's a high level in Arusa. That's what I thought what you were suggesting. So that, the Rosh writes Beferish in the Dor.
It's also on that sub, you were not suggesting the replying, using the replying to explain the Knusso. What was with that with it?
I'm saying that the Rosh in the Dor says, what's a Machlokes Tanoim? Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yei Zika, Min HaTorah is considered to be Knusso, and that's a high Madrega than Arusa, who's missing. Arusa doesn't have Kenisa L'chupa yet.
Yeah.
That question, is that so?
I don't understand, because the case of Knusa is saying that there's no problem with
Ishus Ocher Shalom. But that, you see that, because that's a clearly a higher madrega.
Right. That doesn't
I agree. I hear that. I didn't see the Rav Nachum. I have to see it inside. I may have to buy the sefer on your bumbus. Okay, this is just a suggestion, namely to take the Rav Chaim and to try to apply it over here and to see whether it works out, as I said, in terms of both Hafaras Nedarim and the Etzem Achlog is whether Yezik or Nezik. Okay, just... How do I turn this off?
So you might find interesting